And you're probably thinking, this was a superhero movie, but that guy in the suit just turned that other guy into a kebab. Surprise, this is a different kind of superhero story.
If I never see you again, know that I love you.
When I'm finished, your mutated cells will heal anything.
I didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero. But when you find out your worst enemy is after your best girl, the time has come to be a superhero.
Cue the music.
Okay, here's the deal. Even though this is neither the first R-rated superhero movie nor the first R-rated movie featuring Marvel characters, Deadpool has a shot at being one of the most significant ones with that moniker. Based on the edgy anti-hero from the X-Men comics, Deadpool follows a mercenary with a heart of gold who tries to cure his cancer with a procedure meant to bring out his mutant abilities. While it makes him invincible, it also permanently disfigures him, sending him into hiding and on a revenge mission against the scientist who did this to him. At its heart, Deadpool is a comedy before it's a superhero movie, or a love story for that matter. Ryan Reynolds fits this superhero mold perfectly, in sharp contrast to what he's been given in the past. It's rude, foul-mouthed, and entirely inappropriate, and that's what makes it unique. Deadpool is a lot of fun for grown-up audiences, and it hopefully will broaden the strokes of the superhero movie outside of the squeaky clean Marvel Studios and the grim, humorless line that DC seems to be following. Deadpool gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.